This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, September 12th. God's word for you today is chosen. Our scripture reading is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 2, and it says, "For you are a holy people to the Lord your God, and the Lord has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples who are on the face of the earth." Lord Jesus, we are grateful for 15 years of God's favor, faithfulness, grace, victory, and help. Thank you for our journey as a people, for every answered prayer, for multiplication, and for your unwavering presence with us. We can never thank you enough. With all that we are, if we are anything at all, and with all that you have created, called, and chosen us to be, we give you all the glory. Thank you, Jesus, for this awesome life-changing adventure with you. We will continue with a final thought from yesterday, and it is that as we go through life, there are things that attempt to define us. The first is circumstances. Unfortunately, people let their circumstances define them. Do not define yourself by your circumstance, no matter how tough the season is, because your circumstance will change. If you define yourself by your circumstance and that circumstance changes, then you become confused. Circumstances are not to define us. Circumstances are not to tell us who we are. Your shoes are not to tell you who you are. Your car is not to tell you who you are. Whether you are driving a jalopy or the best car that you can imagine, if your car is the best ever and it defines who you are in trouble. If your car is a jalopy and it defines who you are equally in trouble. If your bank account, high or low, defines who you are in trouble. Circumstances should never, ever define us. The second thing that tries to define us, and we should never allow it to, is people. People should never define us. Listen, if your life is going to matter and be significant, people will try to define you. Some people will punish you for not being the person they want to define you to be. You have to be strong enough to take it, because you are only who God says that you are, not who anybody else says that you are. And it is so important for you to understand that, whether you ask people or not, people generally have an idea about how your life should be. So do not get preoccupied by it. Jesus, who I am sure was having fun, asked the disciples in Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 to 14, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." People always have opinions, so do not worry about people's opinions. Do not let people define you. The third thing that attempts to define us is our experiences. Do not let your experiences define you. Let us pray. Father, thank you for choosing me for yourself even before I was formed in my mother's womb, to be your special treasure, holy to the Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.